And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts, and cried unto Jesus, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought Jesus, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. But Jesus answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped Jesus, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not proper to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you even as you would. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Matthew chapter 15 verse 22-28. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour comes, when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem, worship the Father. You worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto Jesus, I know that Messiah comes, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto you, I am he. John chapter 4 verse 21-26. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus made it undeniably clear. He came first to the lost sheep of Israel, but he did not turn away those who came to him in truth and faith. A desperate Canaanite woman was heard because she believed. A Samaritan woman was given living truth because she listened. Both were outsiders, yet both received from him what even many in Israel rejected: mercy, revelation, and salvation. Jesus does not respond to race, religion, or ritual. He responds to faith. Let every heart, regardless of background, come to him in faith, for only in him is there healing, truth, and life. Today, the Father still seeks those who will worship him in spirit and in truth, and Jesus is still the only way to him. He alone is the Christ, and he alone has the words of eternal life.